Since 1949, WNAH has brought great Christian broadcasting to Nashville. 1360 WNAH Nashville, America's pioneer gospel station.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi. Shalom, shalom from One of Messiah Congregation. I thank God we could be here this afternoon. We are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus as he's known. I thank God we could be here. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to bless this half hour, and then we'll get into a very exciting topic. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord God, for this half hour you've given us on the radio. I pray you'll open up hearts and minds and eyes spiritually. Lord and God, teach us something new. Wake us up. Lord, give us these Jewish spiritual eyeglasses so we could see your word. Lord and God, and things that we have not ever seen. I give you the praise today and the thanks. Put a wall of fire around and about us. Heal us that are sick and afflicted in the body of Messiah. Deliver those that need deliverance. And Lord, most of all, save those that need to be saved in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we ask you in your Son's name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. We are Kahal Chad BeMashiach, One of Messiah Congregation. I say shalom to everybody. Today is December 15th, 2006. But doesn't God have his own calendar? Yes.
Yes, he does. And what day is it in God's calendar today, Angelo?
Well, we see it's the ninth month of God, and that's provable by going to Zechariah chapter 7, verse 1. And the month is called Chislev in Hebrew, or Kislu, as most people read. And it's the 23rd day of the ninth month. You know, we come from a Jewish Hebrew perspective to learn your Jewish Hebrew roots of the Bible, you know. I was talking to a minister yesterday, and he says a lot of people never even think the prophets were Jewish. They never even think about that. Or they don't even think about the apostles were Jewish. Some people don't even know Jesus is Jewish. However, he is, right? Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's right. We come from a whole Bible perspective. In other words, my church fathers were really like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Elijah, etc., the apostles. They are my church fathers. They're the ones who I read and about and I follow and who God gave the oracles of God to.
Amen. That's right. You know, we're live at the studio today. If you'd like to talk to us, we're at 615-256-1360. That's 615-256-1360. If you're right here close to us in the vicinity, just dial 256-1360. Join us today. If you have a question or comment, we are One of Messiah Congregation, One of the Messiah. And that's one in Christ, right out of Galatians. You know, this broadcast, you know, we started up a few weeks ago, and we're here, Lord willing, every 1:30 to 2 o'clock. And if you'd like to get behind us, please give us a call. Today's topic is talking about, I want to talk about this little tiny word. It's three letters, and it's called lie, a lie. Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, it's sheker. And, you know, a lie, sheker, I should say, basically, it means to do or deal falsely, be false, trick, cheat. You know, it's something that's it's an implication of a sham, you know, without a cause. It's deceit. A lie, something that's fraudulent, wrongfully, you know, wrongfully done. Falsehood, injurious sometimes in testimony, sometimes in body too. It's also a false oath. Lying is something that's made up with people's vain imaginations, overworked imaginations. Sometimes exaggerating is a lie. And most people never think of this. I know this. A lot of people right now are thinking, this is such a little subject for little kids. No. We're going to be talking about sheker in Hebrew, and lying is very tricky.
Well, how many liars are going to end up in heaven?
Well, we're going to find out after we get into this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any.
I just think probably not.
You know, a lot of Gentiles, they never realize in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, that the Gentiles shall come unto the Lord from the ends of the earth. And they should recognize that this is Jeremiah. It's surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. I don't know if people ever stop and think that over. Like, you know, this place called America that we love, we cherish, it's great. However, it's a very pagan place. Everyone brought their pagan isms to America from where they came and to the shores of America.
That's right. Angelo, can you read that verse a little slower? Because that is so important, you know, to say that our fathers have inherited lies.
Yes, I'll read it slow.
Yeah, I mean, this is really an important verse.
I don't even know if a lot of people ever read Jeremiah. No. He's a prophet. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, it says, O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles, means the nations, the goyim in Hebrew, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there's no profit. We need to question what we do, say. You need to question what you believe in all aspects of our life, especially at this time, at this season, your traditions and your religious beliefs and the feasts that you're keeping and that you would adhere to. You know, we need to take heed to what we hear. I know everyone's so used to following the multitude, right? What does the Bible say?
It says you're not supposed to follow a multitude to do evil.
Yes.
That's in Exodus.
So then you might say, well, what's evil? What's evil? Well, evil is contrary to the Word of God. Evil is adding to the Word of God, diminishing from the Word of God. You know, a gospel without judgment is a lie. There's judgment. There's retribution for sin, right?
Amen. That's right.
You know, if people would only do what Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, and we're one of Messiah congregation. Before I read this, remember, you can call in 256-1360, 615-256-1360. Get in on the conversation if you're listening out there. I know you're listening. I can almost see you. The Bible says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. When was the last time you examined yourself that if you're in the faith? It says, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Yeshua, the Mashiach, that's Jesus the Christ, is in you? Except you be reprobates. So in other words, you need to examine yourself. What are you doing? Why are you doing things that you grew up with certain traditions, certain holidays, certain paganism? You may not even know it's paganism, but the truth is out there. You need to stop and look it up. You know, this is what happens to us all the time and happens to people at our congregation. Apostle Paul says in Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I mean, really, we're here to tell you things that are factual, provable. Did that happen to you?
Well, I say, why are you spoiling my fun? Well, you know, how can you say it's fun when you're just doing a lie?
Exactly.
When there's things that God told us to do that are great. There's feasts of the Lord that are great and wonderful, but yet we choose to do, you know, what our fathers, the lies that we inherited from our fathers.
Exactly. You know, people do not do what John 7:24 says. It says, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. You know, the Bible, if you ever looked up the word lie, there's so many verses about just a lie, because no liar is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. That means no big liar, small liar, skinny liar, chubby liar, purple liar, black liar, white liar, no liar. You know, and this is all over the Bible. 1 John 1:6 says, if you say that you have fellowship with God and you walk in darkness, you're a liar and do not the truth. John in 1 John 2:21, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, because you know it. And no lie is of the truth. No lie. That means you might be doing things that you never questioned, and they're a lie, and no lie is of the truth.
Well, you know, a lot of people will say, for instance, keeping the false feast days like Christmas and things, they'll say, well, what harm is it doing? You know, I'm saying it's for, you know, that's a problem. You're saying that it's for the birth of the Messiah, but you know in your heart, and you know from if you looked up anything, that was a lie to begin with. It's not true.
You know, you know, I don't know if people are listening right now. I'm sure they are. We're at 256-1360. I heard you say something that I would call up about. You said Christmas is pagan? And Hanukkah maybe is pagan too, yes.
Well, of course they're pagan.
Well, I mean, has anyone ever read the Encyclopedia Britannica? Have you?
Well, yeah, and you know how Christmas was started. It was started actually by the Catholics, because a lot of the people of the world were doing a lot of pagan rituals, especially at the beginning of winter where there was no sun. The days were getting shorter and shorter, so they were doing all these pagan rituals, the Christmas tree, the Yuletides, all of the stuff you see today. And the Catholics thought, well, you know, they wanted them to be part of the Catholic Church, but these people weren't going to give up their pagan things that they did. So what they did is they added, well, we'll just call this Jesus' birthday. And that way the pagans could all keep exactly what they were doing, and they could call it Christian. But it's still a lie.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some people might say, well, that's just your opinion. Well, let's read the Encyclopedia Britannica. It says, the traditional customs connected with Christmas has been developed from several sources as a result of a coincidence of the celebration of the birth of Christ with pagan agricultural and solar observances in midwinter. In the Roman world, the Saturnalia, which is December 17th, was a time of merrymaking, exchanging gifts. A lot of Wiccans right now, they're dressing their houses with green and red. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
And they say to put this pentagram on in the house, which is a five-pointed star, and bring an evergreen into the house. That's what they say. That's Wiccans are doing that right now. Now, I know who's ever listening, you might say, hey, those people that are on the radio right now, are they believers in Jesus? Yes. We believe in Yeshua. We are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah, except we look things up because we're tired of following the crowd, right?
That's right, because we realize that the things that we were born with in our families that went on from generation to generation really weren't true. But on the other hand, there's a lot of things of God that have been hidden from the people in the churches by the churches, but they're very much of God. God has his own feast days and his calendar. And if you really thought about it, God's calendar, Jesus would have been born on God's calendar, which would never match the same day in the Gregorian calendar every year anyway. Look at Passover and what they call Easter. It's never on the same day. You may wonder why, but it's because God has a different calendar.
Well, of course. You know, you can, like I'm saying, you can go to any encyclopedia. Here's Collier's encyclopedia. It agrees with the Britannica Encyclopedia. It says, after the triumph of Constantine, the Church of Rome assigned December 25th as the date of the celebration of the feast, possibly about A.D. 320 to 353. Mm-hmm. By the end of the 4th century, the whole Christian world was celebrating Christmas on that day, with the exception of the Eastern churches, where it was celebrated on January 6th. The choice of December 25th was influenced by the fact that on the day, the Romans celebrated Mithra, the feast of the pagan Iranian sun god. Is that sickening or what? And that the Saturnalia also came at that time. Both encyclopedias reveal the same information, and you can go to any encyclopedia. December 25th is actually the birth of Mithra.
That's right.
A sun god. Has nothing to do with the Messiah. Matter of fact, in the scriptures, there is no information about celebrating his birth. And matter of fact, if you do a study, as we have done, a strong possibility, according to the Abaya, the course of Abaya Zacharias in Luke chapter 2, chapter 1 and 2 there, you'll read that the priests all had different functions in the temple. I think they were there like two times a year each or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole study on that. And after you calculate it, you could see that possibility Yeshua was born at the Feast of Tabernacles, which corresponds to our September, October, something like that. You know, now I'm sure there's somebody out there listening. We're at 615-256-1360. We're not trying to bum you out or nothing. We'd just like to give you some facts, some figures. You know, with the advent of the internet, you're just as smart as all these geniuses out there that went to divinity school. They know the truth. The people that went to seminary, they know the truth. They just don't tell anybody. But if you look these things up, you'll find the same information we have.
Amen. You know, the truth is the truth. And that's all there is to it. And if you want lies for the rest of your life, I myself am too old now for lies. I personally would like to live in truth.
I don't want
truth,
them to be young,
you know?
And lie.
Yeah, I would like to be. But, you know, here's an interesting thing, too. You know, Jesus said, and this is in Luke chapter 6, it says, "And why call me ye Lord, Lord?" So you're calling him Lord, Lord, but you do nothing that I say. That's
yes.
How people are. They want to make their own righteousness. They want to do what's fun to them. They want to pick and choose in God's Bible. But, you know, this is, you have to live by the whole word of God.
Correct. You know, in 1 John 2, 3, it says, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Amen.
That's how you know the Lord, if you keep his commandments. And, of course, John says, he that saith, I know the Lord, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Isn't that terrible?
But I do Christmas, Lord. I do Christmas. You know?
Yeah, Well, how about Hanukkah? Hanukkah is also ridiculous. These rabbis went and made a menorah that has 8 or 9 candlesticks, which is totally unscriptural, and it throws off the whole significance and the information in the Bible about a 7-candlestick menorah. The 7 is so important, like the 7 spirits of God. You know, I'm a Bible researcher, teacher, There must be somebody out there that wants to talk to us. 256-1360. We are One of Messiah congregation. We come from a Jewish perspective. You know, we have a lot to, we have so much to read here. We're never going to get through with this half hour. But I do want to say one thing. Tonight's the Shabbat, starts the Sabbath. And, you know, I hope that you keep the fourth commandment and you don't fall for what the Catholic Church has put in this world. I think I have a call. Let's see if this is for us. Is this a call, a comment for One of Messiah? Hello, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, speak. You're on the radio.
Would like to remark on Christmas.
Sure. What is your name?
My name is Beverly James.
Hi, Beverly. Shalom to you from One of Messiah. Go right ahead.
Well, what you're saying is definitely the truth and scriptural, but socially we have to function in the world, and children see all these things, and I think we should not pass that by. I see nothing wrong with family time, giving to the needy, just giving gifts
well,
to each other in that aspect. But as far as all of the pagan things, Santa Claus,
Beverly, how would you like if I wanted
thousands and thousands of dollars, you know. I just do a little something because of my little boy. They see everything, and we make it as a family time, and I just don't want to make life a drudgery.
No, no, no. You know something? You know, Beverly, can I interrupt you for 1 second? You know, I understand what you're saying because I realize what you're saying. But let me explain something. Did you know God has his own feasts and there's many days of the Bible that you could be celebrating with your children? In other words, how silly would it be if I said, let's have a birthday party today for Beverly? I mean, you know, or let's do one.
Because it's convenient for me to do it today.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, I like Beverly. She's probably a nice lady. I don't know her, but let's celebrate her birthday right now. Would you go get some balloons and cake? That would be ridiculous, you would say, if we showed up at your house with birthday cards, all right? I mean, so go right ahead.
Yeah, and you know, as far as children, I think it's really good to tell children the truth because we know quite a few families don't do Christmas, but you know what? There's Feast of the Lord that lasts like 8 days that are real. And their kids all do that. And, you know, like for my grandkids, I buy them presents all through the year whenever I feel like it.
Yeah.
So, they, you know, nobody feels left out. It's just that, you know, and I don't feel that it's important to follow a crowd just because they're all doing the wrong thing.
No, it's not better on following a crowd. It's from the heart. I think it's the Holy Spirit.
Well,
I by no means follow the crowd. But you live in the world, and the majority of them honor that. A lot of things are paganistic, but people not even really focusing on paganism. It's about materialism and...
Yeah, it is.
It definitely is.
You're right. We agree. It's definitely, we agree with you on a lot of this. We're just trying to...
You have to meet, you know, Christ met the people where they were.
Well, listen, I...
You have to mingle with them. I think they can be reached. A whole lot of people can be reached this time of the year. Give them gifts of truth.
Well, we politely...
It's a good time for ministry to reach
people. Well, Beverly, you know what I'd like to do... Beverly, I would like to invite you to our congregation. We're running out of time, Beverly. Thank you for your comment. We're running out of time here. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Beverly, I just want to say to you, I know you're still listening. We'd like to invite you to our congregation. Maybe this half-hour broadcast does not the justice
right
to try to explain what we're saying. And I understand what you're saying. You're saying something from a mother's point of view, which sounds nice, but it's not of the Lord. Now, we're at 605 Wilson Pike, right here in Brentwood, Tennessee, at the New Hope Community Church. And I personally would like to invite you, because you sound like a nice lady. Bring your son. We have lots of children. And this is on Saturday at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church. Come and keep the Sabbath with us, the fourth commandment of God. And I know your church probably never heard of that, but there's 10 commandments, not 9.
That's right. And, you know, to say that, to just follow the crowd because it might do... See, you can't do good. You can't do evil that good may come.
That's what it says.
That's an oxymoron. That doesn't work. Only truth works. Because what we're saying is that I'm not going to condone doing a false feast of the Lord to anybody, because that is a bad example. So we want to always be truthful, well, even with children, because they do understand.
Of course. We love children. The Lord loves children.
Yeah,
praise
amen.
The Lord.
He does.
I think we have another comment here. Let's see. We're running out of time. Is this a comment or a question for One of Messiah?
I'm sorry. It's me again.
Oh.
Well, Beth. Beth, we're almost out of time. I mean, we would like to invite you. We could talk in person for hours and have some food with us and coffee, and it would be wonderful.
I'm a Sabbath keeper.
Well,
you are. Well, praise the Lord.
Well, please, on Saturday at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church. I'm sure you know where Brentwood, Tennessee is.
Okay, I'll come and visit.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, that would be great.
Praise
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, this is wonderful. A Sabbath keeper on this kind of radio station? Praise the Lord.
Well, there's not that many people who keep the fourth commandment. And it's, you know, it's just because a lot of people don't know. And that's like we didn't used to know either. There's a lot of things that we just believed in without even studying. And we did that a lot of our lives. And so once we decided to find the truth, we had it in our heart to find the truth and seek it out. It does come, you know, because it's right there in the Word. And
you know what I find out? I had a friend, he told me, he said, stop telling me all these things in the Bible. You're taking away all my fun. And I said, wait a second. God has his own feasts. You know, a lot of people might keep the Sabbath, but they don't know about the Sabbaths in the feasts of the Lord.
That's right.
And these are not the feasts of the Jews, even though we might be Jewish. But these are the feasts of the Lord. And we'd like to explain the feasts of the Lord. It has to do with the first and second coming of the Messiah.
Amen.
This is such a wonderful thing. You know, and I want to invite Beverly and everyone else that's listening. We're at 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, on Saturday at 12 o'clock. And I would love to see everyone. We could talk for hours. We can go through the scriptures. I could show people 60 times in the Gospels and letters the word Sabbath. And, you know, tonight we'll be online tonight with people around the world. And if you have a program, Pal Talk, download it. Join us. We're in One of Messiah Room.
Amen. And we do have a DVD. It's on our website at oneinmessiah.net that tells all about the Feasts of the Lord and how they are exactly about the first and second coming of Messiah and Scripture following it through. So if you're not on the net and you want that DVD, just give us a call.
Yeah.
It's after 615-591.
9820. That's after the broadcast.
After the broadcast, and we'll be happy to send it to you.
After the broadcast.
Free of charge.
I would love people to call us. We could talk for hours, and I usually talk to people for hours. I do this every day, all day. Call me anytime after the broadcast, 615-591-9820. We'd love to talk to you. You know, I want to touch a little bit on Hanukkah. Hanukkah in Hebrew means dedication, and I do want to make people understand. The people that are doing Hanukkah right now, it's ridiculous. There's only two Hanukkahs in the Bible. The first one was by Solomon in the seventh month of God, which is Ha'et Anim, and that corresponds to our September. The second Hanukkah, which is dedication of the temple, was Ezra and Nehemiah, and that was in the month of Adar, which corresponds to our February. Now, you might be saying, what does this guy keep saying corresponds to our February? We know... what the calendar is. It's called the Gregorian calendar by Pope Gregory of the 1500s. So you could follow Pope Gregory for your dentist appointments. I do. But we follow God for the feast. There's so many feasts that all the children have a wonderful time.
That's right. And they might say, well, we do Hanukkah because of the miracle of the oil, the 8 days of oil.
Big mistake. There's no record, no historical record of 8 days of oil in any historical records. It's made up in the Talmud by the rabbis.
Again, the word is, it's based on a
lie. Yes.
That's right.
This subject today, I mean, we can't hardly even scratch the surface because half hour just flies by. You know, we are One of Messiah congregation. Please get on our website. Our website is oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. If you like my voice, I have a little cold today, but you'll hear. I have a 24-hour teaching. I have many subjects. We invite people to call us. We come from more of a Hebrew-Jewish perspective. So we're trying to explain to people that the Christmas, it's made up. And it basically is a lie. Yes, Hanukkah, it's over. You can't celebrate a temple when it's destroyed in 70 AD by Titus. That would make no sense. Plus, Antiochus Epiphanes, you know, he was around in 175, 163, when Judah Maccabees showed up from the Maccabees. Do we follow the Maccabees? No.
No, we don't.
Give me a good reason why we don't.
The reason we don't is because Second Maccabees is what the Catholics use to pray for the dead, like that someone can pray someone out of what they call purgatory or hell,
very sick,
which is impossible according to the Bible. So well, that's not scriptural.
Right. And guess what? In Daniel chapter 8, there's about three different verses or four that quotes that Daniel chapter 8 is talking about the end of time, the end of the world.
You're talking about the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet.
And didn't Yeshua, Jesus, said that in two different Gospels?
Yes, he did.
And obviously that's definitely after Antiochus Epiphanes, because he's B.C., Yeshua is A.D.
See, the reason we're saying this is because some people say that the abomination of desolation was done way back in 157 B.C., and what we're saying is that's impossible. It was not the Hanukkah, because Jesus spoke of it when he was here, and it was still out in the future, which is at the end
exactly.
of time. So
praise the Lord.
That isn't true either scripturally.
Well, I just want to let everyone know we are Kahal Echad B'Mashiach. That means one in Messiah congregation. And you're invited, Jews, Gentiles, anyone. We don't care. Come. Come and talk to us at the New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike. That's at 12 o'clock right here in Brentwood, Tennessee, on Saturday, the Sabbath. It's a commandment, the Sabbath. Is it a suggestion or a commandment? Commandment.
Well, it's a commandment, but it's also a wonderful thing because, do you know, us as people on this earth that God created and gave us so much that we can't keep one day for him, that he has to command. That it's really awful that we don't want to give a whole day to the Lord from sunset to sunset, and we do. And just to give you an idea of what we do on the Sabbath, at 12 o'clock we meet, we have a study, which is all scriptural, and we use the Bible as a basis. We have an oneg. We do some singing. We study again. We talk.
Oneg is eating.
Eating, and it's all about the Lord. The whole day is about the Lord and for the Lord.
And we'll teach you some Hebrew, too.
Because, you know, our job as people is to praise the Lord and serve the Lord. It's not for him to serve us. It's for us to serve him.
Amen. You know, if you'd like to get behind our ministry, really, we're still wandering Jews looking for our own building. Get behind us with prayers, fastings, finances. Go to my website, oneinmessiah.net, one in Messiah. That's oneinmessiah.net. If you feel like giving an offering to the Lord, it's to the Lord, not to us. We would never spend a penny on us, God forbid. I'm a minister here, and I would never do that. I just praise the name of the Lord for our salvation. We do believe that you're saved by grace, the grace of God through faith. But after you're saved, Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments, the mitzvot. You know, a person that doesn't keep the commandments of God, I feel sorry for them because they're going to meet the Lord. And it says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that you may have right to the tree of life.
And enter into the gates of the city, which is?
Yes.
Heaven, that's where you want to be, New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem.
Right. That's where
yes.
we want to be.
Tomorrow, of course, this half hour doesn't do justice to our topic of the little word lie, but it's time to, I feel, wake up out of the spiritual daze you're in. It's almost like being spiritually intoxicated. Wake up. Start telling the truth. God has many feasts that you can celebrate, bring your children to, your relatives, your parents. The feasts of the Lord are beautiful and wonderful.
That's right. Don't mistake the so-called spirit of Christmas with the Spirit of the Lord or the Holy Spirit, because it's not there. That would be a lie also.
I tell you,
God has nothing to do with so-called Christmas.
People got on some of those Wiccan sites, they'd see mm-hmm. exactly what they're doing, and the birth of Christmas. They'll find the origin. It's very pagan, very satanic. So we tell people, look, we know we're not going to change people today. I know Christmas is going to go on, but I know there's a few people listening that are going to go look something up. Call us anytime after the broadcast, 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. We are One Messiah Congregation. And please join us on the Shabbat. That's tomorrow at 12 o'clock, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. Come and join us. It's, you know, this half hour, did it go fast?
It sure does. And praise the Lord. And just a little food for thought today. Read your Bible, study, know the Word of God.
Yes, and Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for one another. You know, this world is dark. and we need to get the light of the gospel out. And we do it through the Hebrew roots. So come and learn your Hebrew roots, your Jewish roots of the Bible. We got some new eyeglasses for you, and you'll see things a little different. So thank God that we're here. Lord willing, we'll come back next week. We're oneofmessiah.net, One of Messiah Congregation. I'm Malachi. My wife is Carrie. Come and join us. We would love to see you. Praise the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Yeshua. Shalom to you. Shalom, shalom. You have any last words?
Just God bless everyone out there and hope to see you tomorrow on the Shabbat.
Boy, that was a quick half hour.
God bless
and shalom.
High voltage, wattage, energy. 1360 WNAH, Nashville's Power Gospel.